Milk has always been central to survival. For humans, it's not just food, it's existence. Before modern medicine, childbirth was dangerous. It's still dangerous. And if a mother died during childbirth, and this happened far too often, the baby's only hope was a wet nurse. Another woman's milk meant life. And when there was no wet nurse, families sometimes turned to the milk of other mammals. That discovery that mammalian milk could sustain infants helped keep our species alive. Now let's be clear. Infants shouldn't drink cow's milk in their first year. Their digestive system simply isn't ready for it. But the principle holds true. Milk, in all its forms, has been the bridge between birth and survival. And yet here's the paradox. Milk sustains life, but if unsafe, it spreads death. That's the story we need to tell today. I'm Dr. Terry Simpson, your chief medical explanationist, and this is Fork U, Fork University, where we make sense of the madness, bust a few myths, and teach you a little bit about food and medicine. In 19th century New York City, milk wasn't wholesome. It was lethal. Urban dairies kept cows next to distilleries, feeding the cows hot whiskey mash. The cows produced this bluish, watery milk, and to make it look better, people would add in chalk, plaster, molasses, anything to make it look white and thick. This was called swill milk, and this swill was fed to children, and the children died. By some estimates, 8,000 infants a year in New York City alone. And it wasn't just the swill. Raw milk carried tuberculosis, typhoid, diphtheria, scarlet fever, salmonella, Escherichia coli, and a host of others. Before antibiotics, a glass of milk could kill you. France in the 1850s had a problem. Wine and beer. The pride of French agriculture. They were spoiling. Whole industries were collapsing. Merchants begged for a solution. Enter Louis Pasteur, a chemist, not a physician. Working in his lab, Pasteur peered through microscopes and found something shocking. Tiny living organisms were fermenting the wine. Spoilage wasn't magic. It wasn't bad air. It was microbes. Pasteur showed that by adding heat to the wine, to a specific temperature, hot enough to kill microbes but not enough to ruin the flavor, he could save the product. He called this process pasteurization, and here's where he changed the world. Pasteur proposed something radical. If microbes could spoil wine, maybe microbes could also cause disease. This became the basis of the germ theory of disease. Until then, doctors blamed miasma or bad air for illness. They never washed their hands. Surgeons didn't wash their hands. They would move from dissecting corpses who had died of infectious disease to delivering babies without so much as rinsing their fingers, and women died of childhood fevers and infants of sepsis. Pasteur proved them wrong, showing that microbes were everywhere, in air, in water, in milk, and that killing them saved lives. His work inspired Joseph Lister to sterilize tools. Joseph Lister, of course, was one of the surgeons at Edinburgh, one of my favorite places because Edinburgh is the seat of modern surgical technique. Robert Koch was used to identify the TB bacillus and ultimately the vaccines and the antibiotics that followed. And why did milk matter so much? Because milk was one of the most common ways pathogen entered home. Tuberculosis, diphtheria, typhoid could all spread in a simple glass of milk. Milk was not only perfect for infants, it was a perfect medium for bacteria to grow. And pasteurization stopped this. Pasteurization was proof that germ theory wasn't just academic, it was life-saving. Here was a chemist, not a doctor, who arguably did more for medicine than any doctor of his time. Pasteur's theory's discoveries spread across Europe and into the United States. And in New York City, a pediatrician named Abraham Jacoby, who we actually consider the father of American pediatrics, became an early voice for pasteurization. By the 1870s, he was urging patients to boil milk. By the 1880s, he was lobbying for laws to require pasteurization. Now, pasteurization of milk is heat and time. Boiling milk is 220, 212 degrees, depending on your altitude. Pasteurization is 165 degrees for 12 to 15 seconds. That's it. Jacoby teamed up with Nathan Strauss, who is a philanthropist. Strauss built pasteurized milk stations across the city offering safe milk to poor families. Where his milk was distributed, infant mortality dropped by nearly 50%. Pasteur's theory was becoming a public health reality. A sad story happened in Canada in the residential or boarding schools for the Native American children. Indigenous children were fed raw milk from the cows on the boarding school property. These cows looked healthy. They were raised on pasture, grass-fed. But these cows carried a deadly secret, bovine tuberculosis. And the children who drank that milk became sick and died. Mortality rates among those boarding schools were 30 to 60% over 5 years. There were hundreds of unmarked graves that had recently been discovered that tell and confirm the story. These children died of bovine tuberculosis from non-pasteurized milk. Tragically, staff sometimes drank pasteurized milk themselves while giving raw milk to children. And here's the truth. You cannot see TB. You cannot see Escherichia coli or Salmonella in milk. You cannot tell if a cow is sick by looking at it. Pasteurization is a safety net. But despite that history, despite microbiology, despite proof after proof after proof, raw milk has been rebranded by the wellness community. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and influencer Paul Saladino toasted raw milk shots in the White House during the MAHA rollout. It became truly a viral moment. Weeks later, Florida saw an outbreak. 21 sick, 6 children, 7 hospitalized, 2 with severe complications, all from raw milk. If RFK Jr. claims to stand for children's health with his Children's Defense Fund, endorsing raw milk is putting children in body bags. Here's some myths and facts. Some people think that raw milk has more nutrients, but in fact, pasteurization allows normal levels of protein, calcium, fats, they remain intact. Nutritionally pasteurized milk is the same. There's about a 10% loss of some vitamins, which are not a major source of those vitamins anyway. Here's another myth. Some people say that raw milk prevents asthma or autoimmune disease, but lower allergy rates in farm kids are due to the farm environment, not the milk. Some people think that with modern sanitation, that clean farms means clean milk. But even the cleanest of dairies can harbor those invisible pathogens, and pasteurization is the only safeguard. But pasteurization extends beyond milk, beyond beer, and beyond wine. Cheese. Raw milk cheeses can carry listeria, and pregnant women are especially at risk because this can cause miscarriages. Pasteurization of the milk prevents this. Juices. After children died from Escherichia coli, E. coli, in unpasteurized apple cider in the 1990s, the FDA required pasteurizations, and those outbreaks plummeted. Pasteurization quietly protects millions every day. Some numbers that actually changed humanity. In 1900, Montreal's infant mortality was 27%. New York was similar. Today, it's under 1%. Besides clean water, sanitation, vaccinations, pasteurization helped cut those numbers. They saved more lives than any supplement, any fad, or any influence ever could. There's something called survival bias, something I hear often in the comment sections of my social media where people will say, my grandfather drank raw milk all his life and lived to be 90. To which I say, visit the family graveyard. See how many of his brothers and sisters never survived childhood. He has survival bias, the fallacies that those influencers will use to sell you. Raw milk has killed countless children. You just don't hear their stories because they never grew up to tell them. And Paul Saladino? He should know better. He went to medical school, a medical school where I taught, by the way. You wonder if he slept through a microbiology class. So let's sum it up. Milk sustains life. But unpasteurized, it once killed thousands every year. Pasteurization, born from the germ theory, turned milk safe. From New York to Canadian residential schools to Florida outbreaks, the lesson is the same. Pathogens don't care about nostalgia. Pasteurization works for milk, for cheese, for juice, for wine, for beer. I'm Dr. Terry Simpson, and this has been 4Q. Please visit the blog associated with this at 4Q.com and yourdoctorsorders.com for references, more myth-busting, and a few snarkier comments. Please note that while I am a board-certified physician, I am not your physician. If you are considering changes to your diet or wanting to improve your diet, please see your board-certified physician and your registered dietitian. Now, I say this every week, and I say don't go to a chiropractor, don't go to a, quote, nutritionist, unquote, especially if they're a functional medicine person. And why do I say that? Because there are some diseases which you may have, whether it be liver issues or kidney issues, that are absolutely affected by the dietary changes you make. So please, see your doctor. And if you decide to have some milk, that's great. Me? I just have a little lactose intolerance, so I'll be stepping aside and not contributing to global warming. Have a good week, everybody. Hey, Evo. If raw milk is wellness, when do you think we'll see those raw chicken smoothies on Instagram? I don't know. They're probably already there.
Yeah, you're right. They're already there. I'll send you a link. Gross.